poll, Bernie Sanders plunges to fourth in New Hampshire. By Hannah Blow on November 11, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is struggling to maintain a top dog status in New Hampshire. Plunging to fourth place in the Granite State, a Quinnipiac University poll released Monday revealed. The survey, taken November 6 to 10, 2019, among 1,134 New Hampshire likely Democratic primary voters, showed former Vice President Joe Biden, D, taking a surprising lead in New Hampshire with 20% support. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, came in second with 16% support, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, who has been experiencing a surge in Iowa, bypassed Sanders, taking third place with 15% support. Sanders, who in recent weeks appeared to be bouncing back in the early primary state, fell to fourth place with 14% support. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, experienced a notable boost, seeing 6% support. Andrew Yang, D, followed with 4% support. And Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Tom Steyer, D, saw 3% each. No one in the field garnered 2%, leaving the remainder of the field with 1% support or less. The margin of error is +/+3.8 percentage points. New Hampshire has mountains. Iowa has plains. They couldn't be more different except for the results of the last two Quinnipiac University polls, which both show four candidates in the top tier, Quinnipiac University polling analyst Tim Malloy stated, warning that the state's lineup is far from rock solid. Although Biden has a slight lead in the Granite State, it's far from rock solid, and both states are clearly still up for grabs, Malloy added. Quinnipiac also asked 636 New Hampshire likely Democratic primary voters if they would support Michael Bloomberg. Only 2% signaled they would definitely support him, while 37% said they would consider voting for him. The majority, 54%, said they definitely would not vote for him. The margin of error for that question is +/+5%. If he truly is in, there is a lot of work to do. But with vast resources to draw from, Michael Bloomberg's nascent campaign could morph from under construction to full steam ahead in a New York minute, Malloy said.